Welcome to WW Perspectives. For 70 years, the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation has been supporting teachers, scholars, and leaders and transforming American education. Here's the Foundation's president, Arthur Levine, on Woodrow Wilson's work today.
Woodrow Wilson Day maintains a portfolio of fellowship programs and will continue to do that into the future. And those will be programs that focus on an assortment of national needs. Today, those programs vary from preparing people for the State Department and international affairs to the education of people who are going to be professors from underrepresented groups. That'll continue to be the pattern. And I suspect, and I hope, that the issue of equity and fairness and representation of underrepresented populations remains central to what we do. We're giving emphasis to one subject beyond all the others at the moment, and that subject's education. We're focusing upon the education of two particular groups. One is teachers, who make the most profound difference in student achievement of any factor in schools, and school leaders, who are charged with making our schools effective and contribute up to 25% towards student achievement, making them the second most important factor. The programs that we have seek maximum leverage, not simply offering fellowships to very talented people, though that's very important, but we're also trying to change the way in which those people are prepared for their jobs, trying to change the conditions under which they work, and trying to change policy. The goal is to make them more effective and modernized to meet today's needs. In the area of teachers, what we're doing is working on whole states, because there's no unit in which greater impact can be had. What we do is attract very, very able people to go become teachers in high-need schools. We emphasize STEM. And then what we do is we recruit universities, and we ask them, create the programs the 21st century demands and transform your programs to become models. Those programs are high in accountability, and they provide the incentives to do it and the time to make it possible. With regard to the leadership programs, again, we're working on states. And here what we're doing is we're saying degree that's typically awarded to become principals and superintendents is very, very poor. At least that's what my research shows, and so does the research of almost anybody else who's ever looked at it. And we're saying we need a degree that's more rigorous and recognized for potential quality. So what we've done is we have created MBA programs for school leaders, bring together business schools that take primary responsibility and education schools. Those programs take the framework of an MBA and apply it to education. It's a program that's clinically based, and it's different than most. You can't apply to this program. You have to be nominated by a school district. And the goal there is to ensure the people that are into our program are guaranteed a future in school leadership, and we build a pipeline for those districts. It is a program that we hope will create a new Cadillac degree for higher education to become a school leader. We're also going into one new area as well. And that area is, with MIT, we're going to create a graduate school of education. It'll be different than other graduate schools of education, and it'll be competency-based. We will have thrown out the clock. We'll focus on the outcomes. What do you need to do to know to become an effective teacher, to become an effective school principal? If we succeed at doing this, we will have done away with programs that are time-rooted, traditional routes, alternative routes. If we get this right, the competencies will provide a vehicle for giving professional development to districts that care about that. What we really will have done, in contrast to the others, principals program, the teaching programs that are in states, we will have created a brand new model. And our hope is that that model will serve as a demonstration for schools of education, for states, which are talking about reforms of the kind we're implementing here. And they're hard to do in existing institutions. We will have created a new one in which they can all be done simultaneously.